USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard says we have some work to do when it comes to the central bank tackling inflation. It's running at a 40-year high, and the Fed has raised interest rates in a bid to fight back. However, he insisted the labor market is very good and the economy should grow as the months go on. The Texas Senate Special Committee to Protect All Texans is holding a hearing on last month's Uvalde school shooting, which left 21 victims dead. Director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Stephen McGraw, blames law enforcement leadership for the response to the shooting.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New technology is helping to find a disease that affects millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Nature Portfolio Journal is reporting new technology is allowing a single brain scan that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease quickly and accurately. The new approach requires just one MRI brain scan taken on a standard 1.5 Tesla machine, which is commonly found in most hospitals.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is visiting Ukraine. It's an unannounced trip, and he's meeting with the Ukrainian prosecutor general. He's the latest high-profile member of the Biden administration to travel to the war-torn nation. Other officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have visited since Russia launched its invasion nearly 4 months ago. Gas prices are falling again. The national average price for regular is down another 2 cents to $4.96 a gallon. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, appearing on Mornings with Maria, Pennsylvania Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, Dr. Mehmet Oz says the Biden administration needs stronger border policies.
My biggest issue with the border is a humanitarian crisis that we have created. We are helping cartels run human trafficking operations. They're profiting off of this weakness, and then they take the money, buy narcotics, and they ship the narcotics from China across our border with the humans that they're trafficking.
The former vice president is no fan of the January 6th commission.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he won't let Democrats use the January 6th attack at the Capitol as a distraction for what he called their failed agenda. Pence talked with a digital reporter from Fox News on the sidelines of a speech on economic policy at the University Club in Chicago. He said despite what the committee has presented, that his boss instituted a pressure campaign to get him to overturn the 2020 election results, the two parted very amicably on the last day of the Trump administration. Pence called January 6th a tragic day, adding he doesn't think the two will see eye to eye over his duties on that day. The former VP had to be ushered to safety as he was overseeing the certification of Electoral College votes. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.